What signifies a success in your life? How would you measure success? Hey, I'm Dr. Randy, and welcome to a brand new year. Welcome to Intentional Living. We thought we'd get started with a really powerful topic about success. You know, sometimes people measure success by how famous they are, or how much money they have, or how well known they are. And we really measure success here by being in that sweet spot where God has you in your life, whatever that may be. Sometimes you're visible, sometimes you're not. But you know when you're in that place where you figured out what pleases Christ, and then every day you're living it. That's what we focus on from Ephesians chapter 5. I like to say that the mission of Intentional Living is to help people experience life as God intended. And that's really that very powerful sweet spot in life. So we're going to hear some stories today of people who have, I think it will inspire you as we start this new year and share their success stories with you. Before we get into the calls, however, I just want to say thank you to each of you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for standing with us during 2021, helping us close out the year. Thank you for remembering us with a special love gift. That means an awful lot. We appreciate it. We want to be here to encourage you and bring uplifting stories and to remind you of the power of intentional living. You know, we wrapped up the year talking about one word for 2022. If you didn't land on one, I would encourage you today to think about, as we hear these stories, what's one word that sort of could be an overview for your life for this new year? I've told you my word is going to be health, focusing on health, not just physical health, but spiritual and relational and otherwise, to make this a year that I can grow closer to the Lord and to my wife Donna, and to really experience greater health for God's glory. So just as a side note today, maybe one of the best ways to experience success in 2022 is to find a word and then really follow it as something that'll help guide you through this year. Okay, we're going to get started here in just a moment. If you have a story of success, what God has been doing in your life, you'd like to share it, call our story line at 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. And boy, we'd love to hear from you today. And so as we get started in this new year, I want to say on behalf of Stephen Davis and myself and the rest of the Intentional Living family, welcome to 2022 here at Intentional Living.
Hi, Dr. Carlson. I just wanted to say thank you. I did go through a rough period about a year and a half ago. My marriage was falling apart, and I had called and I had actually talked to you and said to set goals for one day at a time, because it was so hard when my husband left to set any long-term goals. So I set the goal for short terms, and I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for those people who were praying for us. My husband and I are together still. He came back home, and we are both living intentionally, and I have a better marriage than I did before, with both of us loving each other and doing the right things and walking intentionally with Christ. So thank you so much.
That's good. Hey, listen, there's a success. I mean, there's a real success. You know, I started the show today talking about intentional living, you know, growing out of our parent talk experience and really broadening that to include parenting and marriage and relationships. And someone mentioned this week, hey, have you noticed a lot of people talking about living intentionally and being intentional and a lot of that? And I think people are catching up to the fact that what we've been talking about for years works. It works. When we choose to be intentional, God, in the way God intended for us here. Okay, Sharla is first off in Texas. Hi there, Sharla.
Hi, Randy.
How you doing?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well. It's been a good day, and this is going to even better. Can I hear your story of how you've been celebrating this year?
Earlier this year, one of my friends, or late last year, said, you know, you ought to get into real estate. You would be so good at it. And I have spent 15 years being the grandmother to my quintuplet grandson. And I just had some time on my hands. And she said that to me at church one day. So I got my real estate license this year.
Wow.
Went to work for a Christian company, just fabulous Christian men who own this company. And God has just directed my path. I've just been blown away.
Wow.
What a blessing it has been, and how great it's been to help other people find a new home and sell their house and make friends. And I just want to say thank you to my friend for saying that to me, and and just God just putting that tug on my heart to follow through with it, and then waking up those brain cells that had been
good
dead
for you.
So
now, did you have naysayers along the way saying, "What are you doing?"
Oh yeah, of course, and that's okay. A lot of people tell me how hard it would be, how you couldn't, you know, break into real estate and just, you know, don't count on having any success your first year or very little success. Well, I was just last month in November, I was received the award for the highest volume for November.
Wow. Good for
and,
you.
It has been an amazing year, and I've just been blown away by how God just has worked out problems that needed, you know, situations that just needed help, and helping people get qualified for loans and finding a house in their price range and seeing them to the point where they get to move in. It's been a great year, and I'm so grateful.
What have you learned about yourself through this year?
Well, I learned that at my age, I really can kind of multitask some days. I've learned that I can stay calm. I can problem solve. I've learned that some things, again, as in life, realize that you can't solve everything. You know, sometimes you just have to leave it on the table and just turn it over to the Lord and trust Him to work it through. And I've just learned about myself.
So Grandma Charla went back to school, went to real estate school, got her license, and you were the salesperson of the month for November, and you never would have thunk it a year ago, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Good for you, Charlotte.
Thank you for all that you do. I love listening to you every day.
Glad to do it, Charlotte. Thank you. Be safe and have a successful brand new year. You know, thinking about Charlotte, here's Grandma Charlotte taking care of the grandkids and develop some time on her hands. And one word from somebody says, have you ever thought about going into real estate? And then all the naysayers. You ever notice in life, you get something that God lays on your heart, and it's kind of bouncing around in your head and your heart, and there's always, I don't know what it is. It's like Nehemiah's story, you know, where Nehemiah, God gave him this conviction to go and rebuild the walls, but as soon as he started, the naysayers came out, the criticism came out that it's never going to get done, and all that kind of junk that can really discourage you. How about you? Success in this year. Tell me about it. 888-888-1717. Let me go to Samantha in Georgia. Tell me your one thing, Samantha. Success.
Hi, Dr. Randy.
Hi there.
What I thought was the greatest success to me was, okay, I'm a college student, and every day I pray for God to use me to be a witness for Him to my classmates and everybody that I come in contact with at the school. And something that, and I didn't realize how much, you know, God had used me, even though I prayed that every morning, until here about a week or two ago, a girl that I had made friends with, like, was moving to Chicago, and we had a going away party at her house, and she got me a Christmas gift with a thank you card. And in it, she said, you know, how encouraging I had been to her, that I was a light in a dark time in her life. And she said, and you've taught me what it means to be a true follower of Christ.
Good for you. How's that feel, and what have you learned about yourself through this?
Honestly, that I worry too much, and just that I need to chill and relax and just trust God to work through me.
Good for you. Well, congratulations, Samantha. There's a success story, and there's more coming down the road. You're just a young woman getting started. Just keep trusting God and realize all that fear and that stuff will hold you back. Trust God as you step out. What school do you go to?
Middle Georgia State University.
Well, how's the semester ending up for you? You happy with how everything turned out?
Oh, I'm very happy, because I know that God used me to be a witness, and He also helped me to get all A's this semester.
Ah, you're one of those 4.0s. Terrific. What are you majoring in?
English. I'm going to be a writer. That's what God's call on my life is, and I'm pursuing it.
All right. Stay at it. Keep pursuing it. Thank you, Samantha.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
All right. Success stories, 888-888-1717.
My name is Robert. I listen to Intentional Living on He's Alive Radio in Grantsville, Maryland. And a couple months ago, you were talking about the 10-10-80 plan, giving 10% to God and putting 10% aside for yourself and then living on the 80%. Well, right after that show, I decided to do that. And I was just calling to let you know, not to pat myself on the back, but to let you know that actually works, because just recently my refrigerator went bad, and as you know, that's not a cheap thing. You can't just run down to a grocery store and pick it up for a couple bucks. But anyway, because of the savings plan that I set up after that program, I was able to have enough money to completely pay for the fridge in cash. So appreciate your program, and the 10-10-80 plan works. If someone else, if you're listening and you're not on it, I would highly recommend it.
There it is. Hey, listen, success. He had the money, no stress. Go get the new refrigerator. Life's good. Move on. 10-10-80. Save 10%. Tithe 10%. Tithing, biblical, sharing, giving 10%. Great start. If you can't start at 10, you don't have the faith for that. Start at 2, start at 3, but get going. Saving at least 10%. And depending on your age, we really recommend bumping that up to 15 or more percent. But learning to live on that other 70 or 80%, it'll change your life. You can do it. And you say you can't. Well, start moving in that direction. You'll be surprised. You think of the alternative, it ain't so happy when you run out of money when the refrigerator breaks, right? And you got to start somewhere. A little emergency fund, putting some dollars aside, $500,000, a couple thousand dollars, and then start saving, and learning to. The real bottom line, the simple message here, just learn to live on less than you make. Do so over an extended period of time. Watch what happens. That's being intentional. Okay, we're getting success stories from Nancy's in California. Hi there.
Hi there.
Welcome to the program, Nancy. What's your story? Tell us.
The Lord has blessed me with multiple miracles, and I mean that sincerely. In January, I wasn't able to walk. I wasn't able to sit. Wow. I wasn't able to stand. The only bit of comfort I had was when I was just lying flat on my back.
Oh.
And my doctor and we've all been working on it, trying to figure out what was going on, and my body was doing some strange things, and we couldn't figure it out. And finally, we had a MRI done, and it turned out to be my spine.
Oh.
So in February, I had my spine fused, and my husband, bless his heart, he had to stay home with me for several weeks, and during that time, we reconnected. We've been married since 1975, and it just brought us to this point of just intimacy and reconnecting with each other.
Wow.
And I tell you, that's been a blessing, and today I'm pain-free. I'm walking and playing with my grandkids, and I just tell you, you people were praying for revelation to show, reveal what was going on, and he has revealed everything this year, and I just could cry. It's just been...
That's all right. That's great.
One terrific year.
Who gets the glory for all this, Nancy?
Oh, the Lord.
All right. That is what intentional living and being intentional is all about. Give him the glory and realize his will, right? That's what we're seeking. What's your story? You set out, you trusted him, what's happened? 888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Honey, can you run a couple of errands for me?
Where?
The pharmacy, the deli, and the car needs gas.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
That's a lot of places to go. Across town, through town, around town. I wish things were more like the Intentional Living mobile app.
Now I'm really confused.
It's everything Intentional Living, all in one place. I downloaded it from my app store, and it's got links to web resources, podcasts, shortcuts to Intentional Living on Facebook and Instagram.
That's great! Let me look at your phone while you run those errands, hmm?
My one thing is to change my thinking, change my negative thoughts to positive thoughts. Because I realize that my thought pattern is very negative.
Yvette's intentional one thing is changing her outlook on life.
I was very unhappy. Financial things would make me unhappy. I'm a single mom. I'm divorced for over 12 years now. And I do desire to have a spouse. And so sometimes I get lonely and all of that would make me get unhappy. I happened to hear Dr. Randy Carlson talk about intentional living. And that's what inspired me to say, you know what, I can do this. I can change my thinking. So it's a daily process. I'm winning. I find it's easier now that I'm paying attention. And it's easy to change my outlook, and I'm much happier, more filled with joy because of that.
One thing you can do to lift your emotional outlook is to set your mind on things that are positive instead of negative. Take the Intentional One Thing Challenge and discover the one thing you can do to begin living intentionally. Visit theintentionallife.com/one thing.
People are discouraged today, Mike,
yes,
and
yes,
pretty overwhelmed coming out of this COVID time, that we can get together and really bless one another, encourage one another.
Yes. This is a time when, as believers of Jesus, as carriers of the love of God, we can shine. But we got to be filled with Him. We have to be connected to the source of hope to be able to deliver that, you know? And I see believers that are just wrecked right now, and it breaks my heart because we have access to a greater hope, you know? And so I've noticed that the power of kindness in this hour. Have you noticed that? If you're just nice to somebody, it sticks out like you've just given them like a $1 million prize, you know? And I've enjoyed getting to see God do a work in people. They don't even know that it's Him, but they're coming in contact with the kindness of God just by us getting to be nice to people and just to interact with people in a hopeful way, you know? It can really change the atmosphere of somewhere where you're at, you know?
And that's why this the cruise that we're putting on and sharing with others from around the country is, we think it's a valuable time to get away. And we talked a little bit about going on a cruise. You've been to Alaska cruise before?
Yes.
Hey, that's Mike Weaver of Big Daddy Weave. And I'll tell you something about Mike. Mike is just a real guy. He's a great musician, great communicator. He's going to lead us in worship on the cruise. He and his wife are going to be teaching a little bit. I'm going to be teaching. My wife Donna will be with me. Evan and Kelly Carlson, the president of Family Life Communications, will be with us. And we're going to have a fantastic week coming up June 12 through 19, an Alaska cruise. And you know, I think many of us have been just kind of tired of being locked down and all the things we've been going through. And we're looking that by June, we're going to have an opportunity just to breathe some fresh air and enjoy this cruise and be together and enjoy what God is doing through creation and spending time in worship and praise together. It's going to be fantastic. So if you haven't really been serious about getting that reserved cabin, can I encourage you to do it? Because we're in the sweet spot where a lot of cabins are going to go quickly and we have a limited supply. So get your cabin reserved for you, for your family, you and your spouse. Maybe you're coming alone. This is going to be a week where we're just going to be in light company with other people who love the Lord. So go to theintentionallife.com today to get your reservation for the cruise. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. It's going to be a great week, June 12 through 19. This year, the Intentional Living Alaska Cruise. All right, we're talking about success stories. We've got another one on the line here. Let's get back to it. Ann is listening in Arizona. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hi,
Dr. Randy. This is an honor being able to connect with you.
Well, I'm glad you got through. What's your success story from this year?
Well,
something you want to share?
I at the beginning of the year, I recommitted, and I didn't put it in writing, but on a daily basis, with or without words, I continue to ask the Lord to keep me focused, directed on being obedient to what He had originally showed me over the years that I was diagnosed with an emotional challenge. Lord, I fully believe You want to restore me to the original balance of harmony of body, mind, and spirit. Those were the words. I wasn't into head, heart, and hand yet, but that's how I think now. And the Lord keeps showing me that it is my obedience to His smallest promptings in the Holy Spirit,
right,
just in the moment. You know, why don't you I think of somebody and I pray for them. Mm-hmm. I'm in the middle of reading in my devotions in the morning, and there between verses is somebody's face or their name, and I just pause and start praying. I used to just pause and not do anything, but God is showing me it is obedience, seeking Him, that is really important.
That's good.
The world calls me bipolar, but the Lord Jesus Christ has said, you're mine. So that's my first one. I'm also a writer, and I have always wanted to do children's stories, and I didn't know how. And I keep remembering Martha Hartzler from my church growing up in Ohio, Oak Grove Mennonite Church. She was the best Bible story teacher ever. And the Lord is showing me how. And I just feel really good right now.
Good for you. And you know what, Anne, what you're doing is you're saying, God, use me. I know I got challenges, but you're bigger than my challenges. And you're every day you're very aware of the needs of people living in the moment, trusting God for the moment's a great thing. Thank you for telling us your story and what God's doing in your life. Dan wants to jump in from over in Colorado. Dan, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks very much, Randy.
Appreciate your call. What's your success story here?
My success story, Randy, Brother Randy, is this. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added unto thee. So my motto with my wife is to give back more than ever as God blesses me, my company, my wife, good wife of 35 years, and to continue to be blessed. And remember the word, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble ourselves and walk from our sin and our wicked ways, that we will hear from heaven and He will heal our land. So, Brother Randy, my heart also is to heal America, heal families in prayer. Colossians 4:2, devote myself to prayer. And I've seen God's miracle after miracle, not because I deserved it, brother, but because we're all sinners saved by mercy and grace. So I'm here in Tempe, Arizona right now, helping a church get a building project done. God somehow or another plants me in California and in Colorado, where I live, and to help the kingdom of God advance.
Wow.
Not about me, brother.
What kind of business do you have, Dan?
I'm into energy, and then I'm a mechanical design contractor in structural steel. So my company pulled in from California to Tempe, Arizona in 2001, and we helped do a lot of steel erection projects, Walmart's, Bass Pro projects, Cracker Barrel restaurants, the mechanical piping, just a lot of projects, hospitals that we've been on. So now God's led me into energy. I walked into a church potluck with my wife in California 6 years ago, and God brought a man to me, and he asked me if I'd be interested in this patent, and I did. I said, I'll pray about everything, brother, and I did. And so I brought this into Colorado, and I started, not about me, Randy, started a company in Scottsdale 4 years ago that's now excelling with our gas thermal recovery system.
Wow.
Now that we're in the biggest food plants in the world, I praise God more. Believe me, brother. And that's what I do, brother.
Wow. Well, good for you. You listen, you're taking what you know, you're getting into your heart, and then you're living it out, or head, heart, and hand. You're taking what you know, and you're making, and if we had time, we could see how this playing out in your business, playing out in your marriage, playing out in your family, playing out in everything in your life. And if you listen to Dan, you heard a guy that's saying, hey, I'm trusting God, I'm taking it day by day. You change your attitude, you change your focus. Man, amazing things can happen. This has been really a cool program today, just the beginning of hearing what's coming in from around the country. All right. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate your call. I'm glad you're listening. You can hear us, by the way, when you get back to Colorado.
If you don't have one of the stations in the area, you can listen online. Tell your friends. Intentional Living is always available at theintentionallife.com. Now, we tend to, in our culture, just kind of blend those two, that shame and guilt are the same thing, but they're not. Psychologically, when we're working with people, we see shame and guilt as two different things. Shame is about me, who I am. We can just feel shameful sometimes as a person. Maybe we grew up in an environment where we just never felt like we measured up. We were never good enough. For whatever reason, some of us just walk around feeling ashamed all the time. You know, three things happened when Adam and Eve fell off that wall. And I'm calling the lesson this month, Who Pushed Humpty? Because it was Adam and Eve in just a matter of minutes as they rebelled against God, became the Humpty and Dumpty of all mankind. After the fall, they couldn't get back up on the wall. They couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And we here today are living with some of the results of that, the brokenness in life. And there were three things that happened at that moment in time. And you just heard me reference one of them, shame. But in addition to shame, we see in the book of Genesis chapter 3, it was shame, blame, and pain. And this month's lesson really focuses on how shame, blame, and pain affect us today and how we can be intentional in our walk, in our life, in our thinking, in our actions to deal with these three areas that are so destructive. You know, we've tried everything to put Humpty back together again. Religiosity, works, wars, science, positive thinking, entertainment, drugs, sex, you name it. And we know that only Jesus Christ, because of his love for us, can allow those cracks to be healed. And we can live our lives with greater, not only positivity, but being positive about our future. And so this audio teaching, Who Pushed Humpty Dumpty, is going to our monthly partners. Those of you who just recently joined us at the end of last year, you'll be receiving it. And those of you who will come and join us today and say, hey, I want to start 2022 with the Intentional Living community, your monthly support is going to help us. God bless you. Come and be a part of this journey. Just go to theintentionallife.com. And also, we've created what we call a flip book. It's a little flip book with daily reminders of encouragement. These are intentional moments that we're going to be sending to say thank you for your support. You know, as the psalmist says, may the favor of the Lord our God rest on us and establish the work of our hands. That's a powerful way to wrap up the show today. Thanks to everyone who shared your stories. We'd love to hear yours as well. 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. See you next time from Intentional Living.